Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Awakening to Miracles. I'm your host, Sherry Lane. Thank you for tuning in today, whether you're tuning in live or through the archives. Welcome, and I hope the show will be of benefit to you on your spiritual journey. I usually start the show with just a little description for those that are new tuning in. The format of the show, I usually start with some topic about spirituality and about our spiritual journey, and just kind of a food for thought and some of my input on it. And then I open the lines to callers who are often usually calling in for what I call mini readings, intuitive guidance from angels and spirit for your best steps now on your spiritual path. The call-in line is 347-633-9823. So I'll take calls in the order that they come in. You can call in now and listen while I do the beginning of the show. You can call in and listen from your phone and wait for your turn if you'd like to have a reading. It's a very good time to get a reading, I think, because we're still in the midst of this new year and freshness, and we're in Mercury retrograde, and I'm not sure how it's going to impact readings, but I'm just making myself open as much as I can. I've had a few glitches in electronics, like usually happens, but fortunately nothing too big just yet. So hanging on there with Mercury retrograde. I hope you're not having too many difficulties with it. Sometimes it helps just to be aware that there's some kind of static in the air with electronics and communication right now. It can help just to be aware of it and then just say, oh, well, I'm not going to fight it too much if you do run into some difficulties. The topic for today is spirituality versus religion. What's the difference and can they coexist? And I came up with this topic because a friend of mine, a spiritual friend, had sent me an article yesterday that she had read, and she just wanted my take on it. And she's a Christian. Actually, she's a minister's wife, so it's something that she contemplates often, and she just wanted to know my thoughts on it, and I was happy to give them. First of all, I think anything spiritual is personal, and I can't tell you what you're supposed to think. In my mind, the same for religion, even though religion does try to tell us often what we're supposed to think. But matters of God are personal, and while we can gain a lot from listening to others or even from religion or religious practice, ultimately at the end it's still personal, and one person can't tell another or shouldn't tell another how they have to feel, because that takes the feeling out of it for that individual. So I'll give you the source of the article in case you're curious to read it, because I won't cite the whole thing. It's from christianpost.com, and it was "What is True Spirituality?" And I'll just give a little general synopsis of what the author had stated. To break it down into a nutshell, he was focusing on that, in general, spiritual things focus on the inside, and religious practice focuses on service and being of service to others. And he went further to say that, you know, when you're focusing on the inside of life, it's very me-oriented, me, me, me. And then he quoted Martin Luther as saying that turning in, focusing on the inner, is the essence of the fall, meaning the fall from grace, and that it's all about self-absorption. And I would personally very much disagree with that interpretation, because while I do agree that spirituality, or what we call spirituality these days, you know, it's been so intermingled with the label New Age that, you know, I don't like a lot of labels, but, you know, what we generally talk about with spirituality is very personal, but the difference is that when you focus on the light within, it automatically goes outward from you in service, or even just in that joyous vibration that you are putting out, and the peace and harmony from within you goes out, and energy's everywhere, and it affects energy, and therefore it affects other people. So when you are truly connected in a spiritual way, whether you're in church or not in church, or religious or not religious, when you are truly connected that way to God and heaven and angels, then you can't help but be putting something outward, which is of service, whether it is an actual checklist deed or it's just your presence. So I think we get confused sometimes with it being about works and checklists, and were you there on Sunday, and were you, you know, what have you done? Because we are always doing in our energy, and actually that can be the most effective thing that we do, because we can go out and, you know, help the poor or whatever, but if we're doing it in a place from our soul that's angry or ego related or trying to tell others how they have to be with God, then it doesn't have the purest vibration and light coming out from it. So I just thought that was an interesting topic and a good one to discuss here today. We already have a couple calls, so I'm going to get to those soon. I'll very quickly go through some ways to connect with me, especially if you're new to the show. For one, if you're listening to the show and you enjoy it, it would be great if you click on following so that you will get notices when I have a show scheduled. I generally tend to do them on Tuesdays around 11 a.m. Eastern time, but sometimes I throw in other shows depending on my own schedule. So that way you'll get reminders and you know, you'll be alerted when I schedule a show. I've had several people email me lately because up until this point, I've primarily used my Facebook fan page as the way to let people know that I have an upcoming show, and I still use that. That fan page is Seeing Miracles Every Day. If you type that in on Facebook, you'll find the page, and I'd love it if you click like and follow the page. But what's been happening lately, Facebook is adjusting a lot of their algorithms, and what is happening is they're sort of eliminating who is seeing posts or the reach of posts. So many people are emailing me saying, I used to get things, and why am I not getting them anymore? So I don't know what's going on with Facebook, how long it's going to last. It can be a little bit frustrating, but they seem to be, from forums that I've been part of and researching what the heck is going on here with the way the page is just kind of gone flat all of a sudden. They're shifting some things where unless you're paying for advertising for your page, then it will get blocked from, even from people that have liked the page and have chosen to be part of it. So I don't know what's going on with that, but for now I'm just writing it out and watching and waiting and trying to figure out what I'll do maybe differently. But like the page, and then you can create an interest list. If you haven't ever done that, just search that, Google that. How do I create an interest list on Facebook? And what the interest list will help you do is narrow down some of the pages that you really want to see versus some of the ones that you're okay seeing. You know, so I, for instance, set up an interest list that's spiritual inspiration. And so I click on that, and then I get like a different news feed that includes everything from those pages. So you can kind of create your own little mini news feed that is really easy to click on daily and get your inspirational thoughts and positive thoughts instead of all the other things that sometimes clog up our news feeds. I've been very intentional with what I've done with Facebook and what I've set up. I try to make it for myself very positive in what I participate in and see and view. And then my page, and even my personal page, I try to do the same because that's the intention I set up for it. We get enough of the negativity in our news and everything else we see in the world. So I have been very intentional to try to keep it positive. And that can still be kind of difficult when, you know, you have friends and then they want to get all negative, and not that sometimes discussing things that aren't pleasant can't be beneficial in, you know, getting solutions, but sometimes it just gets to be that people just want to be negative. So I try to eliminate it by creating my own little sub news feeds. And you can do the same thing. So Seeing Miracles Every Day on Facebook, if you can like that and maybe create a little interest group that you put that page, make that page part of, that makes it real easy to stay connected. And also, if you click on follow here on Blog Talk Radio, then you'll get notifications. I am in the middle of my personal webpage, sherrylane.com. It has been dormant for quite a while now. The publisher that published my book had created one, and it just wasn't really what I wanted out of it. And then I messed around with some changes, and now I have someone who is doing a really good job putting it together for me, but her timetable is a little slower than I would like right now. So that's almost there. It's almost there. And so I'm just ready to put that out there. So that will be available soon, and it will give me a really good central place for everything I do, whether it's free online classes or workshops or blog posts or you know, things related with Facebook or this radio show. So that will be available soon. So stay tuned via the Seeing Miracles page and via listening to this radio show or following. And I'll just keep you posted. Fingers crossed it's coming very soon. I certainly hope so. Other ways that you can connect with me. I have a page that's an old page called angelstouchtherapy.com. And I put it together, I don't know, it's probably 7 years ago. Sat down one afternoon and I didn't know anything about web pages and built my own little web page. So it's fairly simplistic, but it gets the job done for now. And tells you a little bit about the energy healing work that I do. I am a Reiki master and Karuna master. I also do what I call angels touch healing. That is just kind of a method that came to me early on after I had my awakening, and it was sort of a just divinely guided set of information and process for healing touch and I call it Angels Touch Therapy. So it'll tell you a little bit more about that and some services that I offer. If you hear some of these quick little readings that I do on the radio, I also do more extensive ones that, you know, last around an hour. I always actually start the reading and the messages before I even talk to someone on the phone, so it's a little longer than an hour from my end. Those are all available to you, and you can get wonderful insight in a short amount of time about things in your life. You know, sometimes in those readings, it's angel communication. It's symbolic of things that you need to heal. Other times, it may be someone who's passed over that is trying to assist you and help you or wanting to connect with you just so that you have that peace of knowing that you have their spirit's assistance for you now from a higher place. So it's phenomenal, the things that can come from it. I've had people, you know, email me back about, you know, spontaneous healing that took place after it, sometimes even during it, but especially right after. And it can absolutely jolt you into a new space on a spiritual level. So take a look at that, angelstouchtherapy.com. And, you know, just those are some ways to connect with me if you do want to find out a little bit more about what I do and how I came to do it. And one last thing, and then I'm going to get into the callers. Speaking of how I came to do it and do these things and share these things, a few years ago, I wrote and published a book, Setting God Free, Awakening to Miracles. And it's a short, kind of falls into the memoir category of a short period of my life. And when I had this huge spiritual awakening and all these gifts kind of just flooded into me and all this information and sort of what put me on this path of, you know, sharing spiritual ideas and thoughts and using healing touch gifts and you know, the angels touch methods and communicating with angels and spirit and sharing that. So Setting God Free, Awakening to Miracles, it's available on Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com. Also some other outlets. I can't remember all of them, but those are areas you can, places you can get it. You can also just Google it, Setting God Free, Awakening to Miracles. It's available in paperback, hardcover, and also Amazon does have a Kindle version, and it is mere 99 cents. So if you want to try it out and see if you like it, that's a good way to do so. Now, I personally, I have this thing, if I really like a spiritual type book, I like to have it and hold it. So if I read a sampling of a book, sometimes I'll decide to get the Kindle version, sometimes I'll decide to get the paper book, or sometimes I'll read the Kindle version and then say, I really just want to have that book because I want to be able to pick it up and open it up randomly and see what the message is for me. And that's how I wrote the book, so that each chapter would be the freestanding and you could read a chapter and read nothing else and hopefully get something out of it, or you could read it from the beginning to the end, or you could just pick it up on, you know, at times when you feel like you need something and use it in that way, open it up and whatever you open it up to, see if that fits what you need to hear at the time, see if it resonates with you. So again, that's Setting God Free, Awakening to Miracles. If you have read it and you liked it and want to give me a nice review, that would be lovely too. You can do that on Amazon. But okay, enough of the business and enough of our discussion. I may come back to the spirituality religious later, but I'm going to go with the first caller, and that's area code 410. You'll probably hear a computer voice that tells you you're live.
Hi.
Hello.
It's Kathy. How are you?
Hi, Kathy. Are you calling for a message today, or are you just calling to give input?
For a message.
Okay. Let's see. You're 410, and is that Maryland, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. I used to live in Silver Spring, Maryland, around D.C., and I kind of remembered, that wasn't my area code, but I kind of remembered that area code being somewhat familiar. So.
Oh, okay.
Kathy, do you have your volume up on your computer right now? Because I'm getting some feedback.
Yeah, I just turned it down.
Okay, that's perfect. That way it won't interfere. Okay, Kathy, are you calling? Do you have a particular question that you're calling about or something that you'd like to have me answer?
Well, I guess I would like to know when my gifts will open up. I've been on a spiritual journey for over 3 years now.
Okay. The first thing what I saw for you was a wheel with spokes, and it was kind of like a bicycle wheel and the little metal, all the metal spokes, and it was kind of spinning. So how I would relate that to what you're calling about is that you may have been in sort of a spin, sort of confusion, and for a while, and the spokes on the wheel, I want you to think about that, how there's a center and they branch out, and then each of them is helping the other and helping the whole, okay? Because if you had some of the spokes missing, then the wheel itself wouldn't be even or sturdy, or you know, it would possibly be unbalanced, or it would, you know, break under the weight of whatever was on the wheel. And what I'm getting for you, and I want to pause just for a second because I just want to make sure I can put this into words. I get things in feelings and visuals, and then I have to try to put that into words for a message. So I want to make sure on this one. What I'm feeling is that, okay, there, right now, there are a couple of weak spokes, but you have, I feel like you're basically firing close to on all cylinders. There are a couple of weak spokes of the whole picture that are coming into play right now, and somehow they're going to enhance everything. So let me ask you this: what gifts have you explored and maybe felt guided to maybe enhance?
Well, I heard I was an empath, and when I talk to people, it's just my communication ability. You know, my how I try to help people, and also I'm up to Reiki 3, And I took this angel healing class, but it was a very short class, and I want to go back and read the book. It was quantum angel healing.
Okay.
So.
Okay. All right. Now, let's see. I feel something coming in about some. Okay. So you're an empath, and then you said something about your communication. Are you struggling with
communication? Just when I talk to people, try to help people.
Okay. I wasn't sure if you were saying that when you have these feelings, you have trouble communicating them with people. I wasn't sure what.
No.
Okay. Let's see what when you were talking about the angel healing, you know, short class that you did. I'm getting a really good yes. Go in that direction and explore that a little further. And so how I relate it to the original, the spokes on a wheel, and when I said there may be a couple of little areas that are not quite complete, the spokes, and they will enhance everything else you're doing, I feel like that sort of following angels and angel healing and you know, whether it's go back and, you know, do a more of a class or begin to read more about angels or you know, follow that kind of thing and be more aware. I think that's one of the things that is going to kind of catapult all of your other gifts into a higher place. Does that make sense?
It's funny because I forgot about the quantum angel healing class because that was a couple of years ago, and it was such a short class. But she's not teaching it right now again, and I mean, I didn't really pick up that much, but it was very strong as I was telling you that.
Yeah.
That I should go back and read the book.
Yes. And, well, read the book and other things on angels. Like, if this person isn't doing the class anymore, I promise you, if you're seeking it, other things will come open to you. There are so many. I mean, Doreen Virtue does loads of things on angels. So even just, you know, her Facebook page and web page and some of her messages are wonderful. I love to, you know, that she's one of the ones that I have on my little, you know, interest group. And, you know, because I like, she has the oracle cards and messages from them, and that's wonderful. But there are so many things with angels, and if you begin to pursue or step in that direction, you'll just be amazed how a new book will show up for you. And I mean, you may enjoy my book because a lot of it is about angels coming to me and in dreams and leading me on this path of awakening and open up. And as I'm saying that, many people have said to me how reading that, they related so much to it, like the little clues and morsels and how the ways that angels wake you up. And so I think you might really relate to that because you would begin to see those things like, yes, that's happening to me too. That happened to me. So if you're open to it and you begin to ask to connect more with angels, I promise you they're going to be there and they're going to show you the very things you need, whether it's a book or a class or, you know, a website or even just, you know, the numbers that angels will use to communicate with us.
Oh, yeah.
Trust me, you're going to get it.
When you were talking, and I was going to go to, I couldn't remember what you said your website was, but it, I looked up and it was 1111.
Yeah. Well, the angels touch one is angelstouchtherapy.com.
Okay.
And that is going to be incorporated into my new site, but for now that should still be working exactly as is. Go there, sort of read about it, and, you know, go on Amazon, check out my book. You can actually read a couple chapters in my book just clicking on Look Inside This Book. So that's Setting God Free, Awakening to Miracles. And trust me, dear, you're already uncovering the things that you need to uncover. And now I see this as just a little boost to that's the area to focus on right now. It's that spoke in the wheel that's going to strengthen all the rest of the wheel. And
thank you. That was great help for me.
Good.
Great help.
I get a chill saying that to you because I just feel like you're, you know, moving into this really wonderful new place where these gifts are going to be stronger and you're going to understand them now even more. And it's really a great place. And so many people that call me are in that place, and I get the benefit of getting those giddy, happy, chills all over me feelings when I talk to them because they're in that really exciting place surrounded by angels. And so when I say things that the angels think, you know, oh, yes, that was what we were intending for you to communicate, I get this chill over me, and it makes me feel really good.
Oh,
so
that's great.
Thank you for calling. And go on that little exploration path, and I think you're going to be very pleased and very excited about what you discover.
Thanks. Have a great day.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, that was a lovely call. Ooh, I love that giddy feeling that comes when I'm saying the right thing. I get that big yes, yes, yes. Okay, had a couple calls that dropped. I don't know if it's computer drop and Mercury retrograde stuff, but if you would like to call in, or call back in if you got dropped, or maybe it was just too much time and you couldn't keep waiting. The number is 347-633-9823. And I'm going to take a quick break with some music from Train, Calling All Angels, one of my favorites that I heard a whole lot when I was going through that awakening. That's one of the ways they'll communicate with you. You'll start to hear songs about angels a lot. So let's go ahead and let's take a little break. I'll be back in just a couple minutes and listen to this great music while I'm gone.
I need a sign. Let me know you're here.
Hello again. Had to take a quick break there. On my end, that was really intense energy there during that reading. That happens a lot. And sometimes during phases like Mercury retrograde, where communication is a little botched, I find that, you know, in readings it can even be a little bit botched, and have to wonder sometimes if the signals get magnified so that they can get through. I don't know. Don't have any way of knowing that, but it certainly seems to feel that way sometimes. So that was coming through very intense, and toward the end of that reading, I was getting those really giddy chills, and it was heavy-duty energy. So I had to take a little break, and suddenly I was parched and needed water, and it's really interesting, and I guess I'll use the word magical, how that happens when we allow it. Not really magical, it's not the right word, but that's the best word I can come up with. So it's amazing, and I'm excited for Kathy, the last caller. One thing to keep in mind when you listen to this show or other shows like it is that a message that comes through like that, and especially when it comes through really intensely, it's almost never just intended for that one person, like the brave caller that has the courage to dial the number and be on the air. It's coming through for usually multiple people. And so when you listen and something resonates with you about what someone else is calling about, or maybe you even get like a chill over you or some feeling wash over you, then you can know to pay attention and that it's likely for you too. I find so many times that when people call in to me with things they're going through and I give them a message, then I pause later and realize like, oh wait, that wasn't just for that caller, that was for me too. It's a really, I guess it's an efficient way for angels and spirit to communicate, and for heaven to communicate with us more effectively. Because I do think I've always felt this is kind of a message and idea that I got and have held for a while, that they expend a lot of energy to communicate with us, especially when it's in the form of appearing, like an angel appearing. You know how some people will have that, and that takes a lot of energy, and that's why when we can learn to feel and translate and get those messages in a more economical way energetically, like just a symbol of a wheel and spokes and interpreting that to how it might mean, and then taking that image and also the feeling and translating it is faster and easier, I believe, for angels and spirit to communicate with us. And so I think they appear at times when the person or the situation merits it, you know, and maybe the person or situation wouldn't otherwise, it wouldn't get their attention. They wouldn't understand if it was just a feeling washing over them. So be aware of that and begin to listen and pay attention and study about angels and spirit and how they can communicate. And you'll be really surprised at how many ways they find to communicate with you. Okay, we have another caller, and I'm going to go right to that. It's area code 518. You'll be on the air in just a sec.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. What's your first name?
Autry.
Autry. Okay. And do you have a question today, or do you want just a general feel?
Actually, it's okay. A career question. It's about my career. I am currently in a job that I just got 3.5 months ago.
Okay.
And I was happy in my previous job, and I decided to go one step further, and I had been in admin and switched kind of over to budget and decided to take a higher position in budget to see if that's where I really want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I found out it's not. So I've been applying to other jobs, and I'm having kind of a tough time here and a tough time with the woman that I work for, and I'm just wondering if I could possibly see anything in my future where you see a different job for me at some point.
Okay. The image I saw for you is reflective of what you're feeling right now. And you know, I asked you your name and I wrote down your name, and the immediate image that I got before I even asked your question, what your question was a shovel digging a hole. And it was like, you know, one of those little kind of hand shovels, but it was definitely digging a hole. And so as you started explaining to me what you were calling about, it was like, oh, yeah, that is just what she's feeling right now. So, you know, at first thought, one might say, oh, that's a horrible image. You're just digging a hole. It was really more empathetic. It was empathetic to, I know how you feel right now, and it was this feeling from angels of empathy. And as I say that word, there are those chills again all over. They feel what you're feeling. They're working in your favor, and I want you to just trust that and listen and ask them daily for guidance and signs, and you are going to find another path. Because they are aware of that digging the hole feeling you have. I mean, it's almost bringing me to tears to say it because of their compassion and empathy and how much they're on it. So keep the faith. Know that they're with you, and therefore whatever is going on and whatever with your boss and the difficulties there, they're there with you. They know. And they're taking action. So I wish I could tell you, here is your solution and it's done and tomorrow it's going to be perfect. I can't, but what I can say is if you have the help of heaven, you'll be okay. And it's there because they're empathizing. And they know that that's not the place you need to be. That's not the situation. So, you know, they're at the mercy of free will, our own and even the people all around us. So, you know, they can't necessarily just wave a wand, so to speak, and make it right.
And get what I want.
They can be certainly very involved, and I promise you that they are, because the empathy is so intense and the compassion, and they're on it, they're working on it. And I'm asking right now that your angels speak with your boss's angels and work together. And I'm asking for you, but you have to be the one to ask too. So if you want that, ask for it. You know, that's another thing that we forget, is that we have free will. So angels actually can't intervene. Oh, and now this is like the solution. They can't intervene for us unless we're asking, because we have free will.
Okay.
And we sometimes forget to ask. So my feeling is, now that I'm looking back on this whole call, is they feel your feeling of digging the hole. They're so empathetic, and they have just been dying to intervene. So they
well,
want to get to work.
I've been asking them, so.
Okay. All right. Ask them fully. Do everything you can to be open and listen. If you have to, ask for the messages to get louder, to direct you. And
okay.
Just try to find the peace, even when it's a difficult day at work, that this will get better because I have angels on my side.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Well, that's
so
more reassuring.
I wish I could tell you, okay, here's the timetable. I'm not really getting that. But what I'm
okay.
getting is just have faith and know and feel them there and know that they're on your side and you are getting help from heaven. So it's you're gonna have the strength that you know from that.
Okay.
And you're gonna see this. I feel like there is something maybe. Try to do some just meditation where you clear your own energy, because there may be something there where, you know, where things are trying to come through and you're not quite getting it. And boy, we all go through that. I certainly do. And I try to just get peaceful and listen. So try to do some of that where you're just quiet and still and asking that your chakras clear and your energy centers clear. On this, in my archives, there is an energy clearing meditation. You have to go back a few months, but you can try that if you want to just clear your whole energy field, all of your energy centers, all your chakras, and see if that helps, because sometimes we have some of those little things, you know, little shadows or blocks that we aren't even aware of. So try that and see
okay.
if you feel clearer and lighter. But I do get the feeling that you have a lot, not just a little bit, but lots of angelic help right now. So, and feels like digging a hole right now, but you're going to get help and the situation's going to be better. Maybe, hey, and I just got this thought. Maybe you're digging a hole to plant a seed that is going to be, you know, so the digging is going
not
to
plant my head
result.
In it, right?
yes, exactly. You're digging a hole. It feels like you're digging yourself a hole and burying yourself, but
yeah.
maybe you're planting something wonderful. So think of it that way, okay?
Okay, thank you. Thank
All
you.
Right. You have
All
a great
right.
rest of the day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Oh, boy. The empathy was big there. And I feel for her, because haven't we all been there, you know, and don't we all go in and out of those kind of moments of feeling like you're getting nowhere? I felt a little bit of that with the things I was talking about with, you know, Facebook and the, you know, the confusion there and what's going on. And, you know, I've spent 5 years and that page has just grown and grown and grown. And then all of a sudden, for whatever reason, it just... the numbers are nuts. They make no sense. It's adding people, but then on the counter, it's subtracting people. And I've never been one to focus too much on the numbers, but what I'm more focused on is the reach and how tiny of a reach. And then when I get emails from people saying, why don't I see these anymore in my newsfeed? You know, so... you know, that they have to go to the page and they're not coming up, even when it's a very popular post that should come up on top stories, so they're not getting them. So anyway, it can be frustrating when you feel that, like, the more I put effort in, the more it seems like I'm digging a hole, but maybe digging a hole that is about planting something else entirely better, and that's what we have to keep the faith in. So... even though that wasn't a call like, here's your answer, that was certainly a call of about faith, and that can serve us all in those moments. So there's an example of how I said the message is for often more than one, and it's often for me too. That was a great message for me right now. You know, not to worry about it. It doesn't feel like you're getting nowhere and just digging. There is more happening than you realize, and more of what you're doing has a benefit than you might know. So that's a very peaceful feeling, very, very positive and peaceful, joyful kind of feeling. And especially to know that angels understand and they know and they're listening. They're not ignoring you when you ask for their help. It just doesn't always show up in ways that we were thinking it would. Exactly. So pay attention to these calls, even if you're not the caller. It can be helpful to you. Our call-in number is 347-633-9823. And here I go again with this thirst. Crazy. Like I said, intense energy. All right, I'm going to hop back to the original topic. Oh, wait, there's another caller. So actually, I'll go right to that and do another reading while it seems like there are some clear airwaves and messages coming through. Erica 317, you should be live now.
Woohoo, it's Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl.
The
I'm gonna start recognizing your I'm gonna start recognizing your number. So I know it's you. Okay, let me update those listening. Cheryl is my friend who had sent me the article about spirituality versus religion, and we had a little dialogue yesterday, some messaging back and forth about it. And Cheryl has the perspective of being a minister's wife, and therefore matters of religion are a huge part of her life and important. And so she contemplates and ponders these things, and she still searches in spiritual circles. And so, Cheryl, I'm just going to let you chat, and any input that you want to put on the topic or whatever is great.
Oh, well, bless your heart. I think, like you said, Mercury's challenging today. I missed the early part of the what you might have said about this topic. But, ooh, the energy is exciting on your show today, and the message is coming through for your listeners is just awesome. And like you said, it fits for many people, and those messages have really bolstered me in the process. We've talked about how right now it feels like it's what I call cocooning. It's like I need to pull back and I need to just, you know, almost let it grow, you know, let it evolve. And that can be real frustrating for us. You know, we don't know where we're going, but we know we're going somewhere. You know, how does that happen?
Right.
And that's where I'm at with this topic. I just have followed Jesus as a spiritual mentor, you know, a model, and have had such amazing experiences. And the more I listen, the more I learn some of the spiritual skills. Mm-hmm. Just get more connected in my relationship with God and many different mentors, Jesus and God and Holy Spirit. I mean, there's a whole world out there that we don't mm-hmm. quite get connected with in
right.
the church. And I fear we're missing out. I love my people that I interact with at the church, and everybody wants to have this connection. And there's this whole movement, this whole trend of people leaving the church because they're seeking, they want that experience, they want that close relationship, and they're trying to find it. And I really feel like we've got to evolve on both sides. I think it's sad when we divide. You know, dividing and division isn't what God wants. But we
right.
seem to do that as humans. For some
we
reason,
do.
We need to put it in
every
category.
Area.
We need our little labels, and we want to be right, and we want to say, you know, this is wrong or whatever. But, oh, my, if you can open up to the possibilities. And I've learned to what I want to say. I've learned to make my decisions basing on, for me, a teaching Christ emphasizes the greatest command was love God. And he tells, you know, in what way. He says, love God. And the second is to love self and others. Well, he says others as yourself. So it just makes decision-making easy. I don't have to evaluate, and I don't have to say, is it right or wrong, or is this bad for whatever. But, you know, is it loving for those three entities? And then you've opened your world to so much. So, yes, we've had our institutions and the doctrines and the dogmas come up and have been built as something, as guidelines, and they can help a structure, but we're evolving, and people are resisting that. Like, oh my, we're throwing the baby out with the bathwater. If we lose our
right
connection with Jesus, with
well,
our mentors,
and it seems that we go through these phases. Where we go through these phases too, where the resistance seems to intensify, and it feels like that's where we are right now. I'm not sure why that is, but I guess that means that, you know, we have to stay faithful. Those of us that are trying to find that place of being accepting and not needing to be right, you know, and shining our light.
You've got it. Wow. Resistance is the need for control.
Mm-hmm.
It's a way of control. And so when we can't sort it out, we don't know where we're going, then we start, you know, if you use the mind as ego and the spirit and so forth, your mind's like, I don't know where it's going. And then so you start coming up with excuses and reasons and things and resistance. And
right.
I was doing some auto writings that you talked about how we connect with spirit, and it seems to me I need to write things down to hear. I need to hear that, because we're all different. So
mm-hmm.
for some reason, I need to write things down. And what came through about resistance was it is an ego need to control, and the way to overcome that is baby steps. Take one step forward on whatever is coming to you, and ego will be happier. If you're taking a little step at a time, because they're trying to sort it out and they can't see the big picture, our ego. But if we take it a step at a time, it's like, oh, okay, keep that little voice in our head happy. And it's just taking me time to learn that. Slow learning
and a
sometimes.
Tricking ego then.
it's keeping it happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like
that's a good way to think of it.
Good wants that control, and so a little step here mm-hmm. and there gives control, so it'll keep quiet.
that's a good thought.
Feel this. I have this passion, and God has given me this mission. I'm still, like many of us right now, trying to sort out where that goes. So I take a little baby step here and there, so I keep that resistance quiet. But I guess
you know,
when
sometimes
let's not throw it out.
Sometimes it's good too. I find that to just say, well, you know what? I can't figure it out right now. I'm just going to try to be at peace, and the answers will come to me later. You know, and that's what
and
I've been doing.
Okay.
You know, when I had conversations,
it's like, you know what?
I'm not going to try to figure it out right now.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
okay, because sometimes when you let go like that, then it does begin to all sort of show itself in a picture and mm-hmm. you know, of what a good choice would be, or new steps, or sometimes there the period of nothing is good too, just calm and peaceful. But while you were talking, I had the thought of this doesn't specifically pertain to what you were talking about, but it's kind of humorous to me how the mm-hmm. images today with the earlier callers, how they also go together. So, you know, when somebody calls and you get a message and it's meant for more than the one person, and then, mm-hmm. you know, even another call. But it all of a sudden dawned on me that these two images were, even though they were different messages for the two people, were very related too, because the first one was about the wheel and it spinning and how the spokes are important. And if we just work on those, you know, making sure all the spokes are in order, and if we need to solidify any of them in our gifts, or what areas can we maybe make them stronger, then the spinning wheel becomes a good thing because it can be beneficial. And then the digging the hole, you know, we feel so many times like we're spinning the wheel and we're digging the hole, but both of those can result in good things. You know, so those moments where, when it's the wheel and we just get quiet and get the spokes a little stronger and know what areas maybe we can benefit from paying attention to, then it helps the wheel spin in a good way. And the same for digging the hole. We feel like we're digging a hole, but we're planting something. So both of those really go together nicely, even though it was for different topics and different questions. That seems to be a really powerful message right now. It may feel like you're not getting anywhere, or that you're getting somewhere negative, burying yourself, but maybe that's not the case. So step back and think about what positive could actually be happening. So, and
what are you digging a hole for? I want to dig a hole for plant a flower. Right. So what do you do to fertilize it, and instead of
digging a hole as something bad, well, holes being dug are a good thing too.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah.
So, but we see it as, oh my gosh, it just feels like I'm spinning my wheel or I'm digging a hole. But well, can't a wheel be a good thing? That's about our perspective.
It fits with choice. So what direction do we want to go? You want to bury yourself or you want to grow?
Exactly. Yeah. But if you only see it as burying yourself, then you're probably not going to get what you could get out of it. You're not going to drop that acorn in the hole.
Isn't that good? The message is amazing.
Really good today that they both are saying something very similar. So that tells me that this message is wanting to be loud and clear right now. You know,
I got so excited, like you said, and I call it the God giggles. You know, I just start getting excited. Well, I'm wondering if you have, just do a little check-in for me. I'm going to work on self a minute, if you're willing, and see what the angels have to say for me.
Okay, well, you know, you and I chat one way or another so often that sometimes it makes it harder for me to do a reading for someone that way. But,
Well, that's okay.
I'm going to get quiet. And, okay, I immediately saw an apple. A green apple is what I saw for you immediately. Mm-hmm. All right, so now I'm just going to try to interpret what that means. Well, it can actually relate to the other two messages, at least the digging the hole one, you know, like Johnny Appleseed and planting the apple seeds that created the whole orchard. And so that's the place I think you're at right now. You're planting a lot of seeds. And as I'm talking, this is coming through to me. Sometimes I just have to break that ice. So now it's coming through. You are in a position because of the church and being part of the head of the church to really plant some good seeds, some really dynamic seeds right now. So I want you to contemplate maybe your best steps for doing that within the context of religion and church, and bridging those two, you know, bridging maybe some more what we call the spiritual thought, or dare I use the word New Age?
New Age is so ancient.
I know. Well, and it, you know, I just, there are some of those labels that get, you know, they get the connotations, or they get very narrow interpretations on them. That I think it's wonderful. It's just like Jesus was, the gospel was the news, you know, the good news.
Yeah, exciting.
So that's the place you're at plant the apple seeds, be that fruit, and I think some thoughts and ideas are going to come to you for how you might subtly and then gradually, and the baby steps come back. take the baby steps to go in that direction to talk more about some things, and you are going to be surprised how many people, how much it soothes their soul and helps them figure out a more spiritual path that still is, to me, religion and spirituality don't compete unless you have people saying they have to. You know, my beliefs, you know, my Christian faith is enhanced as long as I'm willing to open my mind a little bit about, well, how things may have been interpreted weren't necessarily literal, you know, they're symbolic, and then I can take it from there because there may be new messages and new ideas or new interpretations of the old ideas that can come through. So I know you've felt yourself as a bridge between that, and I feel like now's the time you're going to plant some more definite seeds, and that's sort of the place for you right now. So contemplate that and see.
The bridge message is really clear. The challenge of being that front runner out there is still sitting in the back, you know, kind of, it's that, well, it's the mind again making resistance or ego. So working on overcoming that, definitely.
Maybe it's something like something really subtle baby step at first, like, you know, a class that talks about angels or, you know, feelings of angels, you know, talk about asking for help, you know, asking something very small and subtle and that doesn't, here's that apple where upset too many apple cards. But that does introduce in ways that people will actually be really excited about that, you know.
Yeah. So. There you go. Oh, wonderful! You're such a blessing, and very exciting messages today. Yay!
Okay. Yes. Well, thank you for calling. I know you're busy, and I appreciate you calling in to discuss the topic because I like your perspective on it. So.
Oh, I
and
always
a
enjoy it
for you too. So.
All right. Bless you, dear. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye. Okay. What a lovely, sweet soul. Okay. This has been, for me, a very, very fulfilling show in some of the messages. It came through so strongly that, and the overlaps are really kind of amazing to me. So that tells me pay attention and listen, and hopefully all of us can get something out of this. You know, one thing that Cheryl said is that Jesus is a close spiritual mentor for her, and definitely for me. I suppose if I had to pick one, I don't suppose, I know that Jesus would be the one. And I'm sure part of that comes from that, you know, that's the faith I was raised in, that was about Jesus. But I am not one to believe that Jesus is the only path. However, I believe when he said things like, you know, that he was the way, the truth, and the light, I don't think he meant that it had anything to do with a religion or bowing down to and worshiping him in that sense, or strict rules. I think what he meant was the way of love and compassion and non-judgment is the way to God. So that's very different from saying Jesus is the only way, and if you're not Christian, you can't find the way. Completely different message. Because actually, if you think about it, when you're saying that, you're being very judgmental and very ego-based. So I believe he gives us a magnificent way and was this great example. But the example to be the light was to be loving, to be understanding, to be compassionate, and to not sit there trying to point your finger at all wrong that everyone else is doing. If you think about it, they said the opposite. When the woman was brought to him, you know, when the crowd said, oh, adulteress, adulteress. And at that time, the punishment was public stoning. That was the law at that time, the religious law. And so they put him in a situation as because not following religious law could get you into trouble. They put him in a situation, but what did he do? He said, he who has not sinned cast the first stone. Well, that kind of ended that, didn't it? And that's the essence of his message. That instead of going around and hunting out things to say, oh, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're not, that's not of God, you're unholy, you're bad, you're bad because I say my rules are the only rules, and that's not the way to God, because God is love and light. God is not about judgment. We've made God that way. And why have we made God that way? Well, largely because of power and control. If you can control people through God the Almighty and tell them what to do, and you get controlled that way, that's a pretty powerful hold. So think about that, and think about what Jesus means to you, whether you're Christian or not, what the message of Jesus is, and can we all learn from it, whether we want to do it in church or outside in nature or just contemplating on our own. And it goes back to the original talk about, you know, the article that Cheryl and I were discussing yesterday, about the inner work then enhances the outer, and you become of service just because you are living in that kindness and peace and love and joy. That's your service more than anything else. It doesn't mean you can't do wonderful things, deeds, but you've got to bring that inner light forth. And you're not bringing your inner light forth when you're, when you got your notepad and checklist about whether or not everybody's following certain dogma or doctrine or following your rules or doing it your way. That's not really light. So can spirituality and religion coexist? Of course. They can make each other better. But the essence of either one of them, the only real essence that gives either one of them any power or credence, is loving one another, being the light. So it doesn't matter what label you put on it. It doesn't matter if it's religion, spirituality, New Age, whatever. It doesn't matter. It's the essence that matters, the energy. And the only energy that really matters, because the only one that is real, is love and the light that comes from it. Think about that. Think about that as you go through the rest of your week, and try to go out there, even if you're having a bad day, and just be the light. Smile and be the light, even when you think you can't. You know, I posted something on my personal Facebook page this morning, or shared it from another site, and I'm going to go to that now, because I think it's a wonderful thing to, it was a great way to start my day, and it's just a wonderful thing to think each day. And it was actually a Dr. Seuss quote. And I always think it's funny how, you know, these people that write for children, you know, the ones that are really successful and we all know their stories and repeat them, there's so much wisdom in there. You know, these people, they connect with children, but some of them just have such wisdom for adults. And so the quote that I shared was, "Today I shall behave as if this is the day I will be remembered." Dr. Seuss. So So when you start your day or you're in the middle of a bad day, how do I want to be remembered? So I'm going to behave that way. Even if everything's rotten, even if there's somebody I need to deal with and stand up to and not let walk all over me, I want to do it how I'll be remembered. I want to do it with some love and light. That doesn't ever mean that you get trampled over, but I'm going to do it from the right place in my heart because that's how I want to be remembered. If I left today, and today was the day I was remembered for, would it be a good day? So that's pretty profound, pretty good way to live. Dr. Seuss, pretty wise. My youngest son loved Green Eggs and Ham and could recite it when he was just a little thing. So I read a lot of Dr. Seuss, particularly Green Eggs and Ham. But I love that quote this morning. Okay, I'm going to wrap it up now. It's been a great show. Thank you to the callers. And I got some messages for myself out of that, and I hope you got some for yourself. Let me remind you of a few things. I'll recap. One thing I haven't brought up so much in this show, I brought it up to one of the callers, is that I have a few meditations in the archives that might be beneficial to you. The first one, they kind of were in order when I did them. They were part of a class, online class that I was teaching, and I did these meditations, but I did them also so that anyone could use them for, you know, for their own clearing or benefit. So if you look in the show archives and you scroll down, I always recommend that if you're going to do the meditations, the first one you do is the energy clearing meditation. And it does just what it says, helps you clear your energy. And when you clear your energy, you can more clearly get guidance or see maybe a path for you, see answers to things that you couldn't otherwise see. And overall, you just feel lighter and better and more whole and connected. And sometimes it's physical. And to me, it's always an emotional or spiritual feel. But sometimes you release things that may impact you positively in a physical sense, ailments that are bothering you, things like that, because our energy affects everything. And I mean, I believe that we can heal ourselves that way. But use the energy clearing meditation or try it out. See if it helps you. And then the other two are the cord cutting meditation, and that is cutting away negative things in your life, situations or things that aren't serving you. And it's asking for help in doing that, guidance and heavenly help, so to speak. So cord cutting, the opening part of it will tell you a little bit more about it, but that can be very beneficial. It can be if you have struggles in your life in some relationships that are draining you, or it can be work situations, whatever, addictions, problems with that. It can be tremendously helpful with that, where you just sort of surrender and ask for the help. And the cord cutting can help you work wonders and help you get yourself on that path to clear away things that aren't benefiting you. And then the third one is the forgiveness meditation. And after you do the clearing and you do some cord cutting, then the ultimate healing, which is forgiveness. And it often involves forgiving yourself, also forgiving others. And it's just an overall request that you be able to see in forgiving eyes, and that you step beyond things maybe that you regret, or just get into a place of renewal and restoration. And so check those three out and see if they help you. Start with that energy clearing. It can be very helpful. And you can also do that in other, there may be other ones that you prefer, but I would say times when you're feeling bogged down, you know, do some guided meditation. And, you know, for me, I get a lot of meditation from things like walks in nature. And, you know, I'm not one usually to just sit in a certain posture and meditate for hours. That's just not me. So I get in oftentimes in active ways, but then there are times when I really just want to clear and cleanse, and I do something like the energy clearing meditation or any of these others for whatever I'm trying to achieve, and it can be tremendously helpful, even if you just do it once in a while when you're feeling the gunk build up. So do use those. Hey, it's right there free for you to use, so what can it hurt for you to try it, see how it works for you, and any feedback you want to give me, I'd be happy to hear. Like I said, do follow the page if you'd like to know when these episodes are scheduled. You can just click follow somewhere on there. I'm on a different page. My page is different. It's the board, so I don't really see the same, but there's follow on there. And click that so you'll get notification. Go to my Facebook fan page, Seeing Miracles Every Day, and join that. And if you want to set up an interest group with that in it, that'd be great. That way you can click on it and get a very specialized news feed instead of all the other stuff that maybe you don't want to see as much of. And my book is Setting God Free, Awakening to Miracles. It's on Amazon or Barnes & Noble online. Check that out. And my angel healing website is angelstouchtherapy.com. Soon to be changed when my sherrylane.com is up and running. Very soon. So stay tuned for that. Thank you all for listening, whether you're listening live or listening in the archives. It's been my pleasure. And thank you for the callers. I'm going to close with Calling All Angels by Jane Seabury and a duet with Katie Lang. And it's from the movie Pay It Forward, which is one of my very favorite movies. So I hope you enjoy it, and I hope it brings you a calming peace over you and you can feel the angels around you. Have a great rest of the day. Oh.
If you could, do you think you would? I trade it all the pain and suffering. Oh, but then you would have missed the beauty of the land upon the